Today, we're going to dive into the powerful connection between spiritual health and mental well-being. We're going to talk about how finding meaning and purpose beyond ourselves can bring a deep sense of peace and fulfillment. Today, we're going to talk about what science tells us about the brain when we strengthen our spiritual health. And as a little bonus, I'll even give you 5 easy tips on how to increase your spirituality, with some lovely little quotes sprinkled in that I love so much. Join us in discovering how embracing your spirituality can lead to a happier, more balanced life, no matter what beliefs you hold. Hey parents, welcome to Fulfillment Therapy. Do you want to raise your kids better and have a stronger marriage? Are you up late at night researching marriage and parenting tools and self-care tips? Do you start each day hoping for deeper connections and less chaos, but it ends with family arguments and going 12 different directions again? My name's Kendra, wife, mom, therapist, and growth enthusiast. It wasn't until I discovered how to fulfill my unmet needs that I was finally able to show up as my best self, as a spouse and parent. I realized that by meeting my needs, I could more fully meet the needs of my family with more energy and less resentment. In this podcast, I teach parents skills like boundary setting, prioritizing personal needs, communication, and claiming ownership. Just like my clients, you'll be shocked by the improvement in your marriage, parenting, and personal life when you focus on fulfilling your important unmet needs. Ready to prioritize yourself so you can quit mentally throat-punching people? Then grab those earbuds and head outside, and let's rock and talk. Welcome back, as always, my friends, to Fulfillment Therapy. Today is episode number 97, where science meets spirit, exploring the psychology of spiritual well-being. Now, why am I talking about this, you may wonder? Well, I've recently been listening to this podcast called Come Back. As many of you might know, I am part of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and this podcast is not primarily geared towards people of my religion. And most of my listeners are Christian, but not all. And I have seen a lot in therapy people coming in and asking about spirituality because it comes up everywhere. For example, several of my clients have addictions and they go to AA meetings or different things and God is mentioned or spirituality is mentioned and they're like, I'm just not spiritual. I just don't know how to do that. Well, there are so many crucial aspects of spirituality that help your mental health. So it's so important that we understand what these are and even what the definition of spirituality is so that we can reap those benefits no matter what your beliefs are. So we're going to dive into how to do that. And back to that podcast that I was talking about, this was all about Latter-day Saint people who have left their faith and then returned. And the pattern that I noticed, besides these stories being powerful, these podcast guests shared how their mental health was drastically elevated and improved as they returned to their faith. Now, this episode is not about returning to your faith or a certain denomination, but it's simply about how we can find greater spirituality ourselves, whether it's in our own faith, whether you don't have any organized religion, whatever it might be. There are ways that you can get some of these benefits that we're going to talk about. And I'm really excited to dive into that. And always, before we do, just a quick reminder that there is something so big. You can't see me, but right now I'm like moving my hands like jazz hands. Something so big coming so soon as we celebrate our 100th episode. And I think I did miss a while ago. We passed the 10,000 download mile marker as well. So it's all about the tens or the hundreds, all the things. So I really want to celebrate this and thank you listeners for everything that you've done to support, from sharing this podcast, from writing reviews, to doing whatever you can to spread the word. I'm going to show you my gratitude with a lot of very fun things that I cannot wait to give you. So stay tuned for that, and you're not going to want to listen to that one later. I know some of you just listen to these chronologically, and you aren't always quite up to date, but for that one, you might want to listen to 100 the day it airs, and then go back and listen to previous ones, because some of that stuff is time sensitive, so keep that in mind. And I promise you won't regret it. All right, you ready to get into all things spiritual? Let me start by defining what spiritual health is. Spiritual health is a sense of connection to something greater than oneself. And this provides purpose, meaning, and inner peace. So do you have that connection to something greater than yourself? Do you have that purpose, that meaning, that inner peace? And if you don't, maybe it's time to explore that a little more, because I promise you, after you listen to this episode, you'll realize why you will want to, because I'm going to teach you about the benefits of it. Spiritual well-being really does contribute to your mental health. It increases mental health, but it also fosters resilience and acceptance and fulfillment, regardless of one's belief system. Now, obviously, I'm partial to Christianity because that is my value system, that is my background, but I've interacted with a lot of people with varying beliefs, and I have a lot of love and respect for them, and I've seen many of them have that resilience and that acceptance and that fulfillment, and I believe there's space for all of us. Now, with my Christian background, of course, I would like everyone to come and partake with me in the things that I love the most, and there's beauty in many places and in many forms, and I'm here to show you some ways that you can find it. You can create that yourself if you're kind of floundering and you feel a little uncomfortable talking about spirituality. Okay, now let's define spirituality. I talked about spiritual health. Spirituality is searching for more meaning, purpose, and connection to the universe. This is where it doesn't necessarily have to be religious. So that can also be a connection to God, and or it can be something greater than yourself. Like when I talk about spreading positive ripples, or I think I might have mentioned this before, I think of it kind of like the movie Avatar and the Mother Tree, being connected as a people. Or there's a book that I read called The Secret Life of Trees, and how trees communicate and they are connected, much like Avatar again. And we as a people, in the same way, there's something bigger than just ourselves, and there is a greater, deeper, more spiritual connection that many of us are quite unaware of. And I love the science that teaches about this too. When I have clients come into the office that have deep spirituality, there is a very different feel. They have greater acceptance. They're able to let things go, and they just have this tranquility that other clients do not have. And it is so fascinating to watch. There's that iron strength there that others don't possess. And yet it is something we can strive for. I've talked about Maslow's hierarchy of needs. This is largely what inspired me to create fulfillment therapy. Because if you remember, Maslow's hierarchy, it has those lower level needs or those basic needs like food and shelter. And then a little bit higher is like love and belonging and things like that. But as you move up that pyramid, towards the top is self-actualization or fulfillment and that transcendence. And those higher level needs is what brings us greater fulfillment and that self-awareness. And this is where spirituality resides. So maybe you're not as spiritual. That's okay. That just means that you are maybe at lower on the pyramid. You have some of your needs met. But your higher level needs, like spiritual needs, haven't been quite explored yet, and you are working to become your higher self. One other thing that this is very much connected with is adversity. Most of my clients have a lot of trials, a lot of heartache that they're going through, a lot of trauma. And one of the key components of healing from this is, like I just mentioned, it's that acceptance, it's that letting go. It's finding that inner peace regardless of things around them, often things that they can't control. And then as they're able to create that acceptance, then there's this greater ability to change the things that they can control. That actually reminds me of the Serenity Prayer. This isn't something we share very much in my religion, but I do love it. And it says this, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. So that acceptance piece. Courage to change the things I can. So building that courage and becoming an owner and someone that will act instead of be acted upon. And the wisdom to know the difference. Discovering what you can change and what you can't change and knowing when to let go. I think that's so powerful. Again, maybe you don't believe in God. How can you find some of that inner peace and that tranquility, even if you're not certain about your belief in God or a higher power? You can still get some of those benefits by meditating and praying and thinking of that greater connection, something beyond you. When I say those words, what do you visualize in your mind? I'm not trying to be trite or silly here because Avatar is a fictional movie, but I do very much think of that when I think of meditation, when I think of our connectedness and those positive ripples, and even things like quantum physics and all of the things I've mentioned in past episodes about how even science has found a connection to one another and to animals and plants and things like that. I want to share a few quotes that I think will portray what I'm talking about. Dr. Deepak Chopra, he's amazing. I've read a lot of his books. He said, "Spiritual health is not about adhering to a specific religion, but about finding inner peace and serenity, which are essential for mental well-being." Now, I'm not diminishing any religions out there. I'm very fond of my religion. I'm just saying we can learn from each other despite our differences. Dr. Brené Brown says this, "Regardless of one's beliefs, nurturing spiritual health can lead to greater fulfillment as it provides a sense of purpose and connection to something beyond oneself." Have you noticed the themes that keep coming up? That purpose and that connection. Just do a quick self-check. What is your sense of purpose? What is your sense of connection? Often people say, my family, I'm really connected to my family, and they are my why and all these things. Well, I would go so far to say it's even bigger than that. It's a connection with nature, with people beyond your own family unit. It's seeing the bigger picture and digging deeper to create that unified connection. Dr. Wayne Dyer said, "Spirituality offers a pathway to acceptance and letting go, essential components of mental health and emotional well-being." Again, that pattern of acceptance and letting go and connection and purpose. Those are the common themes throughout spirituality. So if you find that as I say these things, that like, oh yeah, I was just thinking about some of the things that have been coming up in my life, I realize that there's this pattern of my life where I have an inability to let go, where I just struggle letting go. I struggle accepting the things that are happening in my life. And not only that, but another element of that is gratitude. Like, what are we seeing before us? Is that half empty glass or that half full glass? And that's where meditation is very much tied to it too. And just for quick resources on where you can find some of these things, I use Insight Timer. It's a free meditation app. And I also use YouTube, and I just look up different topics that I want to do a meditation on, like these guided meditations. Kenneth Soares is one that I've really liked. And one of my favorites on Insight Timer is Sarah Blondin. I just love her style. And be aware that this is a style that I like, but some people like different things. Like they like listening to men, or they like really science-based ones. Like you can research any topic. But the more that I listen to these guided meditations, and they don't always have to be guided, the more I cultivated that ability to let go, and it improved my spirituality, which I wasn't expecting when I was getting better at meditating. Now, even though I know these things, this is a skill I really want to improve more and more and more because of that connection between spiritual and mental health and increase life fulfillment. Okay, there's one more quote. I've also read a book by this man. I don't know that I'm going to say his name right, but it's Dr. Jon Kabat-Zinn. He said, "When individuals prioritize spiritual health, they often experience a profound sense of peace and contentment, contributing to overall mental wellness." I completely believe that. When I am praying more regularly, when I'm meditating, when I'm having moments of stillness instead of just going every day, all day, like so many of my clients do, and myself included often, it's very challenging to find that peace, to find that acceptance, to strengthen that muscle that allows you to let go. Isn't that a funny visual? Strengthen a muscle that essentially has you let go of something. But it's true. It's very much a muscle that has to be strengthened. All right, now let's get to the tips. How can we actually cultivate our spiritual health? I'm just going to give you 5 simple tips. Like I just mentioned, practice mindfulness. Engage in mindfulness practices like meditation or even deep breathing. I know my sister-in-law does that, Skye, and she did that with me and it was really incredible. Or even just that present moment awareness and that inner peace. Or like I just said, you could do insight timer and you could just set a timer for say 5 or 10 minutes every morning. A lot of my clients like to wake up to that and do a quick meditation before they leave their bed. But however you might like to do it. I also like going to sleep to those sometimes. My favorite was actually going out in nature and going on walks and putting my earbuds in and listening to this. Something about moving and being in nature and listening to these helped calm my brain and focus more on what was being said. 2, connect with nature. Imagine that. Spend time in nature to nurture a sense of awe and wonder, fostering a connection to the universe and promoting spiritual well-being. When I talked about me listening to guided meditations as I go on walks, that's exactly what I was doing. I was listening to it, but at the same time, I was offering this prayer of gratitude for different things that are said, or maybe after the guided meditation finished, like, thank you so much for this amazing sunrise, or the smells around me, or the breeze on my face. Like, this is so beautiful, and I needed this. Thank you for helping my shoulders relax, and for me to be more aware of my body and the things around me, and see beyond what's just right in front of me. And you see how it's kind of cyclical? As you slow down, as you go in nature, as you meditate, how these things increase your gratitude and your spirituality and your mental health. 3, it always seems to go back to this one too, reflect on your values. So my values, especially connected to spirituality, are very much these Christian values, are very much connected to God. My personal values and beliefs bring me greater meaning and purpose. They fill me with joy. And so I do the things that will increase my spirituality and my daily practices. For me, that is journaling and reading the scriptures. I do that. It really varies. I try not to be too rigid because that can actually harm my spirituality as well. But I generally do about 30 minutes a day, sometimes more, sometimes less. And my prayers are often ongoing conversations, but they can look different for different people. 4, cultivate gratitude. Kind of like the walk that I was just talking about. Cultivate a practice of gratitude, acknowledging and appreciating the blessings in life. This also enhances your spirituality and your mental well-being. Now, a lot of people, when they start this, it is just very surface. It's like a checklist or a shopping list. The more that you practice, the better that you'll get. And the same goes with prayers. We can often get kind of ritualistic or rote in the reciting of our prayers. But when we slow it down and truly think about the things that bring us joy and peace and happiness and share those things and speak them, that's when our joy grows. I feel like I do a pretty good job of this, but even the other day, my husband had told me, like, what good are you seeing in me? Kind of like frustrated. He said this with some frustration because I was pointing out something else that I was irritated with. And I recognized I had gotten out of that practice about sharing the good that I saw in him as well. So it's important to cultivate that mindset or strengthen that gratitude muscle as well. Number 5, the last one. Engage in self-reflection. Set some time aside for self-reflection and introspection. So this is when you go deeper and you think about your purpose, your interconnectedness. Maybe these are your faith questions or your faith concerns or whatever it might be, but it's going a step deeper and not shying away from those things, but exploring them with love and compassion and not being a passive learner. The older I get, the more I have a strong belief and testimony in active spirituality. So many people say, yes, I'm spiritual, but their actions do not show that they are. Maybe they go to church once a year or twice a year, but they never really talk about God. They never really think about him. They don't journal. They don't meditate. They don't pray. They don't share gratitude. Well, that is not living congruently with your values. That's living a very passive life. That's being a victim instead of an owner. How can you be more of an owner in your life? In this one way, taking more control of your spiritual health and your mental health so that you can have that greater fulfillment. Okay, I'm just going to share very briefly about the science of spiritual well-being. Recent research has found that neuroscience, I just love studying neuroscience, study spirituality. This influences your brain function and its structure. And what it does is that it promotes emotional regulation and empathy and overall well-being. So they can see on these scans how their emotional regulation is improving and how their empathy is growing and their overall well-being. Whether it's through these brain scans and also through all this interviewing they're doing, they're finding how that improves your brain health. And there's 2 quotes that goes along with this. Neuroscientific studies have shown that spiritual practices such as meditation and prayer can lead to changes in brain structure and function associated with emotional regulation and resilience. I just love that word, resilience. That's by Dr. Richard Davidson. This next one is by Dr. Andrew Newberg. He said, spirituality not only provides comfort and meaning, but also has tangible effects on brain health, contributing to enhanced emotional and cognitive functioning. So it's like a lot of science jargon, but basically it improves your brain. It improves your fulfillment, your overall joy. Going back to that story that I shared earlier, that pattern that I noticed in that episode, come back. As people come back to their faith, or as people recommit or find greater faith again, there is this joy there that cannot be attained any other way. That only comes through an active strengthening of your spiritual muscles, through prayer, through scripture study, through meditation, through earnest seeking. I want to highlight that word, earnest seeking, not passive seeking. Maybe this is going and visiting congregations. My one friend at one point, she had a blog that she called, if I remember right, Steeplechasing, and they just went to different churches every week. Because everyone has truth in different ways, and they just wanted to understand, and they wanted to celebrate that connection and that truth that everyone had. And I think that's so beautiful. We don't have to be afraid of the beliefs of other people. We can celebrate that spirituality together. Now, I love my church, and there are always things in any organization that could be improved upon. Of course. I can be improved upon. Why would a church be any different? And for a lot of people, that completely derails them and they leave. And instead of replacing that with some other spirituality, they often just let it go completely and harden their hearts to anything spiritual, unless it never mentions God or anything like that. I just encourage you to not harden your heart against things that will improve your mental health. Because the other thing that I see with clients is this humility, this tenderness, this openness that is often connected to faith. So whatever it is that you can do, your 1% towards developing your greater spiritual strength, developing your spiritual health, I encourage you to actively strengthen that muscle this week. Remember what it does for the brain. Remember how it creates resilience and acceptance and inner peace. My friends, don't be afraid to go on your own spiritual journey, whatever your beliefs are, because this is where you will find greater fulfillment and elevated mental wellness. This is where you'll find tranquility and joy, which is absolutely connected to everything that we want in our life right now. Best of luck, my friends, and I'll see you back here soon. Hey, friends, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, chances are someone else would too. Would you take 30 seconds to share this with a friend who's looking for greater family fulfillment? And while you're sharing, tell me what you think about the show by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. It refuels me when I hear this podcast is helping you, no matter what your house or your hair looks like. I'll meet you back here every Monday and Thursday morning for more episodes. Until then.